Chapter 4. Verse 3. Listen. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Verse 4. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Verse 5. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. Verse 6. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Verse 7. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Verse 8. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Verse 9. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 11. The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside everything is said in parables. Verse 12. So that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven. Verse 13. Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? Verse 14. The farmer sows the word. Verse 15. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Verse 16. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. Verse 17. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Verse 18. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. Verse 19. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Verse 20. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60 or even 100 times what was sown. Verse 21. Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? Verse 22. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. Verse 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 24. Consider carefully what you hear, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Verse 25. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Verse 26. This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Verse 27. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. Verse 28. All by itself the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. Verse 29. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. Verse 30. What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? Verse 31. It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Verse 32. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. Verse 35. Let us go over to the other side. Verse 39. Quiet. Be still. Verse 40. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?